Limiting Belief Destroyer. Before we begin the Limiting Belief Destroyer, first of all, find a comfortable position. You may sit on the edge of a chair, lotus or half lotus position. Whichever position you choose, make sure that your back is straight and that your head is in alignment. Take a moment now to find a comfortable position. And we'll begin by taking a deep breath and closing your eyes. And I'd like you to take a deep breath in. Hold for the count of 3, 2, 1, and let go. Letting go of any cares or concerns of the day. Just allowing any tension, stress to begin now to fade away. And I'd like you to bring your attention to your breathing. And just watch the breath as it comes and goes. And taking a few moments now to relax the body. Relax the mind, watching the breath as it comes and goes. Very good. And I'd like you to get in touch with that limiting belief and just light it up in your energy field. And decide now that this is the final day that this will ever be an issue in your life. And now I'd like you to go on a journey of consciousness. I'd like you to ask your unconscious to take you all the way back, rapidly and unconsciously, back to the first time you ever chose this. And it doesn't matter whether you know what this event is consciously. Just trust that your unconscious knows what it is and can have you back there now. Back at the very first point. The very first choice point when you decided this limiting belief, such that when you remove it here, will cause it to completely disappear as an issue in your life. And now that you're there, I'd like you to see what you can see and hear any sounds back at that first event and feel the feelings, feel any emotions that are there. Understanding that it doesn't matter that you know this consciously. And just trust that your unconscious knows can have you back there right now. And you may need to rewind or fast forward the movie until you're at the point just before that decision was about to be made. So that you're just before that decision was about to be made. And you may or may not be consciously aware of that decision now. That doesn't matter. What matters is that you trust your unconscious knows the decision that was made. And now, it's time to rise above it. Rise way up high. Way up into the heavens, even higher than that. Into the solar system. Into another part of the galaxy. And now you're way up high, looking way down on that very first event. And notice how small and insignificant it looks way down there. And now it's time to preserve the learnings. Preserve those learnings for yourself and for the future that allow these circumstances to serve a much higher and grander purpose in your life. And as you look down on that first event, so tiny and insignificant down there, it's time to preserve the learnings for yourself and for the future. Those positive learnings but just allow you to let go of that old decision. And as you're looking down on that first event, that first choice point, what are some of the positive learnings for yourself and for the future? You may not know them consciously, or maybe you do know them consciously. What matters is that you preserve those learnings now. And as you're looking down on that first event, so tiny and insignificant down below, How did you even know that was an issue in your life? Preserve the learnings for yourself and for the future that allow you to just let go of that old decision so that it can serve a much higher and grander purpose in your life. And as you're looking down on that first event, so tiny and insignificant down below, how did you even know that was an old limiting belief in your life? Preserve the learnings for yourself and for the future that will allow this whole set of circumstances to serve a much higher and grander purpose in your life. What are some of those positive learnings for yourself and for the future that can allow you to let go of that old decision and preserve those learnings now for yourself and for the future that will allow this whole set of circumstances to serve a much higher and grander purpose in your life? And as you look at that first choice point down below, so tiny and insignificant, how did you even know that was an old issue in your life? Preserve the learnings for yourself and for the future that will allow this whole set of circumstances to serve a much higher and grander purpose in your life. That's right. And now I'd like you to take those learnings and allow them to absorb deeply into your consciousness, to the core of who you are. And you may know it as a flash of color, or maybe some kind of symbol will appear in front of you, some kind of representation that represents those positive learnings. And it may be a flash of color. It may be a sound. Maybe it's a feeling. And maybe it's also some symbol, some representation that represents those positive learnings. Or maybe it's all of those. See all the representations now. Hear the sound, feel the feelings, see the representation. Imagine the color flowing through your entire body. And take those positive learnings now, like a wave, allowing it to expand outwards, expanding even more. And now, as you're way up high, I'd like you to float down, float all the way down to an hour before this event ever happened. Float all the way down to an hour before this event ever happened, so that you're looking down and in front of you, and you can see the very first event down and in front of you below. And as you're looking down and in front of you below, an hour before this event ever happened, notice that the old decision is now gone. And I'd like you to take the color and the sound and the feeling and the representation of the new positive learnings and splash it out across the stream of time, saturating your future, seeing the sound and the color and the feeling and the symbol, seeing those positive learnings fill everything in front of you, seeing it spread everywhere throughout the stream of time, all into the future and all into the past. That's right. And now, in your own time, I'd like you to come all the way back into the present, only as fast as you can see three opportunities that you missed in the light of that old decision, and see even more positive opportunities arising in your future now. That's right. And now I'd like you to step out to some indefinite time in the future, say 6 months from now, or a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 5 years from now, sometime in the future where in the past that old limiting belief would have hindered or held you back. And see how you respond differently now. See how you're responding in light of these new positive learnings for yourself and for the future. That's right, very good. Take a few moments now to just bathe in those new positive learnings and the new opportunities that you can now expect as a result of releasing that old limiting belief. Feeling the excitement building about the new possibilities and opportunities that you can now expect in your future. and in your own time. I'd like you to take all the time you need to come back to present time. Float all the way back to present time, only as fast as those positive learnings can sink deeply into your consciousness at the unconscious level, saturating your future stream of time, and cataloging those positive learnings in that special place that you keep for such learnings, as you feel the excitement of all the positive opportunities that you can now expect as a result of these new positive learnings. And taking all the time you need now to come back to present time.